Do we have to look back on all of 2025? It'll only remind me of how Cork lost in All-Ireland and me a presidential election after collapses in the second half in terms of...
What's really, really important to say is that I had four jobs this year. I was Minister for Defence and increased our military budget. Bang, bang! And now I'm in charge of the economy, which is also going to go bang, bang!
They called it the do-nothing doll, and Sir Catherine Connolly developed such a taste for doing nothing that the Mary Lou Nyshett left decided to make her president. Yeah.
Trump is back. It's been a huge success. Half the White House is demolished to build my ballroom and drive-through brothel. So many records broken. A lot of people say that oldest president ever. First president to call women reporters piggies. No one's ever done it. Canceled our subscription to Ukraine and called Zelensky a dictator. Wow. And to think I got three more of these years to win Putin's heart. Hubba, hubba.
What a year in sport. Troy Parrott scored more times than a Marty at a mistletoe party. Rory McIlroy won the Masters and the Ryder Cup in a very different contest to the Ryder Cup that Marty won in the late 1980s. Oh, yeah.
Dear God, a terrible, terrible 12 months. The Pope died. Joe retired. The 46A was let go. Ray ran out of radio. The Liveline diddly was binned. There was no shortage of things to give out about, which was a mercy all the same.
And don't forget 2025, the year I blew the country's last few squillions on McDonald's, packed up my dimples, and laughed all the way to the World Bank. Let's kick the year!
10 hot ministers.
Choi soldiers again with Simon.
Yes.
Once more onto the breach we go. Once more.
Tis into the bleach. You look like you've gone tarnished.
What?
You look so shook after another diabolical year under your pale and pallid leadership like.
Gosh.
Block, block, block to that comment, O'Donovan.
He's right. Have you considered using an electric blanket, minister?
Cothish.
Or some blusher?
Oh, why should I look embarrassed, Jennifer? Have you seen my social media output? I'm immune to cringe.
But you have the complexion of an anemic Elizabeth I.
Thank you.
And perhaps a glow-up would get our polls up.
No, no, no. It's not the polls I worry about. It's the other foreigners coming in here taking Irish jobs.
Eh?
I mean, technically, I myself have taken three Irish jobs, but that's because I'm so important. I'm very important.
Still ploughing on with your anti-immigrant populist impersonation, I see.
Excuse
you me? Just don't look like the proper sort of red meat vocal for the right-wing base.
You may have the rosy cheeks of an anthropomorphic puppet, Patrick.
What?
But you've the cold, dead eyes of an accountant.
All the better for cutting funding with. And by the way, funding is a finance word. Just in case you haven't reached that chapter yet in a junior infant's guide to economics.
Oh, you slay.
Well, the joke's on you because I have reached that chapter.
Oh.
Well, I play the audiobook on double speed.
Maybe you just need some self-care, Simon.
What?
Like RuPaul would say, if you don't love yourself, then how the hell do you expect to reverse a record low in the polls?
Sorry now, RuPaul? Is he one of our anonymous junior ministers? There are so many of them now, I can't keep track.
Maybe you're thinking of Jerry Bottomer. I always confuse those two.
Oh,
No. You can't just make up silly names on the spot, Jennifer.
I think he's the minister for roundabouts, laboo-boos and two-day hangovers.
Oh, don't be so facetious, Patrick.
Yes.
I'm quite certain Frank Fian was given the laboo-boos brief.
At least I'm one of the ministers with an actual job, single-handedly defunding the liberal elite and wrestling a pair of jeans and brown shoes onto every artsy type that I see.
No, no. Right-winging is my thing now, Patrick, remember?
You're merely a tourist in conservatism. I was born into it, moulded by it. I'm like Thatcher and Michael Noonan's love child.
Wow.
It's also very important to say that I'm not anti-immigration. I'm pro-pandering. Whatever it takes. Bang, bang!
Well, anything with your name on it, Simon, is guaranteed to go viral.
Thank you.
Just a while ago, I saw an online petition for your resignation over scoliosis with thousands of signatures on it.
Oh, that's wicked.
That was AI. Oh. Everything's made with AI these days.
Is it?
Including next year's budget. It's the only way it'll be done, let's be honest.
Wow.
Well, excuse us. We have to go get some work done.
For the record, I've had no work done.
Sorry, what?
Huh? Oh, I've said too much.
Jeez.
Anyway, dismissed. You may leave. Oh, they've already gone. Well, back to it, Simon. Three jobs, Harris, they'll be calling me. Working 90 minutes a day, twice a week, for half a year. Three jobs. Bang, bang, bang. Ah, tired now. I wonder what time I get my pension at. Oh.
Come here. Do you tell the GG where you can go on holidays as well, Merton?
We're live, Des. Go on.
It was a landmark year for the GAA. Yep. The new football rules saved Gaelic games from puke football, all thanks to Jim Gavin.
Good man.
Who only went and invented puke politics then after. Oh. And looked like Putin in a pukey way.
Now, Des, remember the first rule of the GAA?
Get the women to wash the Ganzies?
No, we don't talk about the off-the-ball shenanigans of the lads.
Right, yeah, no. Do you remember when Jim was wearing those big square glasses that made him look like the old fella from the film Up?
Des.
And everyone thought he was great, no?
Moving on, the long-running Scorts controversy really blew up in May. Here's the long and the Scort of it. The Munster final was postponed after Cork and Waterford refused to wear the compulsory garments.
And what did the official Camogie Latchikos have to say anyway?
Well, they put together an emergency committee to examine the design, fit, fabric and hemline of the girls' skirty shorts.
They were scorting around the issue then.
Huh? Yes, they were hemming and hawing.
And then they announced a special Congress, but not until 2026.
Can I do a dirty joke here about Congress?
Before they capitulated quicker than a fella can say Ennis Scorty.
Scorty!
And let the women wear shorts finally in 2025. You tried on the skorts yourself for us, Marty, didn't you? You found it quite comfortable.
I did actually, Des. It was quite a snug fit.
If a little tight.
Oh, yeah.
Your voice went up so high only bats could hear you. The Cork Camogie women ultimately lost the final, just like the men who were heavily fancied to win the first Rebel All-Ireland in 20 years. Yeah. They were actually 6 points up at half-time, remember?
Only to collapse faster than an umpire after sampling his first volcano burrito at a Taco Bell.
Plunging the Rebel County into shock silence for the rest of the summer.
There wasn't so much as a high-pitched like uttered in the English market for a fortnight, Des.
No, like.
I'm telling you, boy.
Meanwhile, the boys in green had a mad year. For most of the team, it was like a bad cracker joke.
That's right.
But then they did something they never do.
Ah.
They scored goals and won matches.
Get in there.
Brian Kerr, take us through it.
Yeah, Des. Ireland was Melodgin in Yerevan.
Sounds like a Dubliner song. Melodgin in Yerevan.
Then up steps Troy Parrott with 5 goals in 2 games that gave us a rat's chance of going to the World Cup.
And then the draw for USA 26 was very good to us. A handy draw, even though we haven't qualified yet.
Yeah.
It's as if the last few weeks have erased everything we've ever known about football.
Yeah. I wouldn't be lighting me flare yet, Des. You know, World Cup qualification is still a poxy pox of a pox. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, thanks, Brian. The biggest sporting shock of the year was DJ Carey, the hurling legend of Kilkenny, actually going to jail.
Yes, but what happens off the pitch, Des, now?
Yeah, but
we don't talk about it.
Normally when the GAA lad is before the courts, the system just usually issues a writ of boys will be boys.
Correct.
Instead, DJ went to jail. A whole industry of books, podcasts, documentaries has ensued. I'm surprised you didn't jump on the bandwagon yourself, Marty.
No, Des, I stayed out of it after trying on those skorts. The only bandwagon Marty's fit to jump on is one with extra leg room.
Ugh, good luck.
Callan kicks 2025.
I'm important.
At the outset of this look back on the year in terms of...
Yes.
I'd like to take stock of my very best performance of the year going forward.
That bit in July and August when we didn't hear from you, was it?
Just stop the blackguarding now. No, my moment on the world stage.
It should have been me. I could have been Taoiseach for St. Patrick's Day in the White House.
Were it not for the unforeseen circumstances of you absolutely cacking yourself in a general election and finishing third, like...
How dare you? The great thing about losing an election, though, is that you don't have to honour any of your election promises.
Now, after Trump went balubas at Zelensky in the Oval Office, I was fierce nervous.
He wanted Zelensky to say thank you 17 times.
I really had to game plan how to plumass him.
Warface.
Come out of there with a win, or at least not a
flop.
Total disaster.
Yes.
Minister Jack Schomra did a role play to put me through the paces.
Oh, yeah, so like a training, like Karate Kid style.
Exactly.
A really crap Karate Kid.
Arrow, would you ace the veil at the whole
Was Jack Chambers any good at doing an American accent? I can't imagine him. You and the EU are screwing America.
No.
Stealing all our companies. Tariffs are coming.
Tariffs?
Bigly, lot of tariffs. Tremendous tariffs.
We were more in favour of a free trade model, Mr. President.
You know, you're very white.
What?
I fight for the white guys, but man, you're just too white. Wow, incredible. No one's ever seen white like this.
Actually, that is a good point. I wonder, should I wear a bit of TV makeup or something?
Yeah, you could get a spray tan.
A tan?
There isn't time for you to grow a comb over, is there?
Right, stop the blackguarding now and let's get back to it.
You know, we're coming
for Greenland.
No, no.
And it's going to be you next, loser.
No, Mr. President, please. We'll give you Ireland. Everything except Cork. And we'll switch back to the plastic straws too if you let us keep Apple.
Oh, yeah. The Cork Mind Virus. Isn't that your team? Tea Towel Martin?
Taoiseach.
Cork haven't won in All-Ireland since 2005. Total disaster.
Ah, look, he's not going to know that. I mean, come
on. Don't needle him now, Toad Hall Martin.
So he's not going to be that offensive, Jack. It'll be grand. I'll just pull on the green jersey. And
oh, God, no. Definitely stick with the suit. I mean, look what he did to Zelensky for dressing down.
Are you trying to rile me up? Because that's all you're doing. Riling me. That's
focus. What you're... And don't forget to give him a pat at some point.
Sure, he thinks we're all called Pat.
Wow, you're really bricky at me, huh? Sweating like Thierry Henry in a handball alley.
Especially after Emmanuel Macron and Keir Starmer had done such a good job at their meetings. They brought him gifts and gently corrected him while touching him on his arm or his shoulder.
Oh, yes. You had dinner with Keir Starmer at a summit in England just a few days earlier, didn't you, to discuss?
Oh, yeah, to get some tips from him. Like, a lovely man, totally lacking in charisma. We were like two black holes orbiting each other in deep space.
Yes, yes. Let's listen to this car crash.
Spill the tea, Keir. How do I go in there and come out looking as less a langer as is likely?
Just bring him a letter from a king or a king-like figure. That's what I did.
I only have shamrocks swimming in a bowl of shite. Oh, on the back foot from the off, I suppose.
Then try some effusive flattery.
Mr. President, by gob, you know how to fill out a suit. Something like that? Or...
Remember, he sees everything in real estate terms.
All right. I love the office, Mr. President. Oval-shaped, tiny and open fire for the damp. You'd get $5,000 a month for this as a bed sit in Mayfield, like...
Touch him gently when you have to correct him even mildly.
You're not serious.
Macron, for example, touched his wrist. I went for his shoulder.
Ah, you've left me with so few anatomical areas, you feckers. I'd say I'll opt for a knee squeeze, though I might panic and lunge for his tie. Oh, God, this is very hard.
Remember to prepare yourself for the handshake.
But I've been on a juice diet since 1996. He'll break my fingers, surely. I'm doomed.
Above all, stay calm, breathe deeply, and don't smile too much. He doesn't like joy. He doesn't trust it.
But that's my default when I'm abroad. I do frown like a fecker when I'm at home, but once I go on the government jet, I'm smiling like a Kerryman at a Munster final. I can't help it. Oh, God, what have I got myself in for?
Also, he'll probably ask you to dine with him
dine?
On Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, no.
And maybe 12 Diet Cokes.
Go be fecked.
After the Whoppers.
Oh, God, I'm shagged. I'm shagged entirely. World peace isn't worth upsetting the Lenten lifestyle I've been on for 60 years. That settles it now, for sure. That's it.
Wow, you're really up against it.
And then the big day arrived. Me, the Taoiseach of Cork.
The Tetchy Taoiseach himself.
In front of the most powerful man in the world.
The crankiest man meets the creepiest. What a time to be alive.
It was my highlight of the year gone hours. I'm very uncomfortable now. Do I look too pasty next to the president? Have I said thank you enough times? Thank you, thank you.
I want to say I love Ireland, but I hate the EU.
Oh, Jesus.
Evil EU.
I'm saying nothing.
But Ireland, tremendous, tremendous. I've got a great golf course in Dunbeg.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Everybody knows Dunbeg.
The roads are terrible. I'll fix the roads, Mr. President. We're all about roads now. Do you want a bypass? I can do
I've had a few, believe me. And my doctor says it's all the Big Macs from Mickey D's. You got Mickey D's?
No. Mickey D isn't here. The Irish president has no power at all. He's just ceremonial, like the women in cabinet.
But I gotta say, Dunbeg, terrific success despite the EU. Horrible, nasty people in the EU.
Let me ignore that. No, I love Dunbeg too. Great views of the storms smashing Clare to bits. Smashing.
You see, that's why I'm trying to build a wall.
Oh, I'll get the OPW to throw up a wall for you. Anything you want to do.
You look like you're about to throw up, you know.
God, this chair's uncomfortable. Me chakra can't settle at all.
But Ireland, of course, has stolen many of our companies. They've done a great job. Stolen our companies.
Well, in terms of on a point of the Ryanair air cap.
What are you talking about?
Let me squirm a little bit here. I love Israel. Did I say that yet? Israel?
As I was saying, stupid leaders there that Ireland steal
in terms
our companies. A Viagra companies, which we needed. We get nothing back from these guys, although, to be fair, we did give you Rosie O'Donnell. You know her? Bad deal. Bad, bad deal.
Who's she now? Ah, feck, this wasn't in the notes at all.
You're lucky. You're lucky you don't know her.
Aramis Chakra's in bits now altogether. The only way this could be any worse is if someone mentioned...
Conor McGregor, the greatest Irishman ever. Ever. Unbelievable.
God, I should have brought a change of underwear, mother. And Lord, why didn't they stick to the teaching?
Oh, Fall Town Roev, what a long, strange trip it's been. Like trying to make your way back from the Jackson Petty Bonds on All Ireland Day. Oh. And here to review it all is Frances Brennan.
Oh, sure, it's flown in, Doughty. Mm,
a bit like Stormy Owen.
There were parts of Connemara that were without power or clean water for a fortnight.
Yes, but how were they actually noticed?
Oh, I'm very bold.
There was a storm of a different kind over a Coldplay concert in July.
I remember starting out in hotelling, and we'd always say, yeah, if a couple asks you to take their photo while they enjoy a romantic meal, right, request to see their marriage certificate first, then you won't have any of this unpleasantness.
They were mortified, caught at a Coldplay gig. At the time I was a student and went to the digital stimulation through correct hand technique lecture.
Oh, what happened?
It was a piano course.
Oh,
what a letdown.
The Coldplay couple both resigned from the company and her marriage split up.
He's still with the wife though, Francis.
Oh, sure, men can talk themselves out of anything. I once got myself out of putting on a second sitting at a Nullagnamán do, yeah, by pretending I'd run out of Baileys.
Oh, that fairly cleared the room, I can tell you.
Well, one thing that really was in short supply were packaged salads this year.
Oh, yeah.
The Listeria recalled product story. Oh. It was like the famine all over again.
Listeria hysteria meant a lot of ready meals pulled off the shelves. Didn't affect me, of course. They're just for lazy people.
Oh, oh, I'll be recalled.
I was stockpiling spuds in the shed just in case.
Well, a few dinner parties in Sandymount had to go without Rocket, but that's about as far as it went.
I dreamt there was a coffin ship with my name on it.
Doughty.
And then I woke up and had a pot of spuds for breakfast.
Oh. Do you know who's living in Sandymount now, Francis?
Who?
Rosie O'Donnell.
One of the Kenmare O'Donnells, is she?
The American comedian who moved to Ireland over Trump.
Oh, well, she's thrown out, yeah, for eating the cats and eating the dogs, like the fella said.
I wouldn't blame her. Have you tasted American food? The streaky bacon is a holy show. There wouldn't be enough in it to floss with.
And that cheese of theirs that you don't even buy out of a fridge.
Muck.
You'd get more nutrition from a Jiffy envelope. A Jiffy!
Then, of course, the Dubai chocolate craze.
I don't care for it myself. I'd never include it in a petit four.
No. I tried it, but mine was gone off, so I threw it in the bin. What? It was pure green in the middle.
That's the pistachio.
Well, I wouldn't eat it. They're completely taking the pistachio.
Shinny, the year that was.
Ah, it was such a letdown, really.
I know, I've had more fun ironing pillowcases before I even start in the hospital corners.
Oh.
And that's what I call stimulation through correct hand technique. Oh, a bit of smut.
Oh, we'll all be up before the committee.
We'll be cancelled.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Mary Lou Near, lovelies.
Winter tidings.
Who's scheduled a call for this in-between time? I'm meant to be dozing on the couch to call the midwife and drinking the dregs of the Christmas Baileys.
I thought it would be an opportune time to reflect and strategize.
It's just you and me, Holly, on the call, is it? Or is Alexandra College Cortez joining?
Who?
Can you hear me now? There she is.
I'm just going for a bracing sea swim like the gentleman in that Vodafone ad. Hope you can...
Oh, she's an Alex gal. Hilarious.
Yeah, the Labour leader is one of those dry robe saps. God, we really live in the end of days.
I think I can hear you now. The signal in Sandymount is patchy.
Well, enjoy the views of the waste incinerator and the rats.
What a year, girls. The United Left really got it together.
Yeah.
Energised by a row about a Verona Murphy standing order and delayed Micheál's inauguration.
God, what's that smell?
It's the runoff from Ring's End. Of course, that's how this coalition got into power in January, by merging the slops of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil with the runoff from the opposition bench.
The left really fought the establishment on speaking rights with an alliance of Labour and Sinn Féin and
Sinn Féin plus Labour, and then the Sock Dems, people before Profit Independent Ireland, the single green that's there. We came together like a sort of shite Live Aid.
What?
I don't remember you being there, Holly.
I was still on mat leave.
Well, you missed out, babes. We really made a difference.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Because if memory serves, you lost that row.
What?
Now Michael Lowry and his minions make speeches every week using opposition speaking time while voting with the government.
Well,
on a point of order, they're called Lowry's lackeys, actually. I coined that term and then immediately withdrew it because the headmistress told me to. And I'm a good girl.
Lick.
Oh, I think I've got some water in my ear. Ugh.
Now, the rest of the year was a bit of a blur. I remember going on holidays for months and accidentally becoming the front runner for the Oris.
You made the right decision not running and supporting the Social Democrats' original idea to back Catherine Connolly instead.
Well, there's nothing original about your little party, Holly, love.
Ouch.
We already had a Labour when the Sock Dems were made. made. It reminds me of the time that S Club 7 formed immediately after Steps, and everyone just thought, do we really need two crappy bands that we can't tell apart?
Look, the pertinent point is that the left can achieve anything if we just unite.
Yes.
Once there's a strong woman to rally around.
Now, please, 2025 was not about me.
Oh.
It's about Catherine.
Stop that, Mary Lou. We should all be proud. Oh, God, what is that floating there? Oh.
And let's focus on what's important.
Ugh.
A united left will make me this country's first ban on Taoiseach.
1 year at a time, Labour makes no promises.
Well, they do. They just break them in office, love.
This has been a good year. The centre-right parties are in such chaos that even lefties look semi-competent.
True.
Well, this reminds me of our comrades Paul Murphy and Richard Boyd Barrett, who I must mention.
Scooby and Scrappy do.
Also, I ought to get back to Portobello. Sandyman has really gone downhill here.
Oh, God.
They've even built towers of flats here. Ugh.
Well, here's to the most middle-class alternative to government in the history of the state.
Here.
The United Left Latte Gal Pals of the Poshization, as it were.
Happy 2026 tidings.
Here's to Sinn Féin having 13% fewer sexting scandals next year.
Oh, God.
And may we focus on the positive.
Yes.
Lily Allen is finally free.
Woo.
And the doll isn't back for a fortnight.
Hooray. Yes.
Chin chin.
Salute.
Hello, and thank you very much for listening to this review of the year, Callan Kicks 2025.
All right, yeah, how are ya?
All right, what a year it's been, Johnny Smacks.
Unreal, JB. Tip won the championship in a shock defeat of Cork.
Whoa.
Six down at halftime.
Ooh.
But enough about my intake of scoops that day. Lad!
Tip's win is also why our good friends at Apple Greens have provided 3 tons of turnips as a prize for one lucky listener.
Incredible. All you have to do to win is to answer this simple question. How many Johnnies are there? Is it one or is it a two?
It's a tough one, lad. That is one only for the super fans.
Speaking of super fans, it's been a great year for fans of trad / folk / lad music.
Oh, yeah.
Kingfisher, Amble. It's been a real breakout year for bands with no politics or opinions or things to say about the state of the world.
Just how I like it, lad. A lovely trad vacuum where everyone wears check shirts, jeans and shoes and drinks Bulmers out of those very shoes.
That's right. You know, your one C-Mat.
Yeah.
She'd be a lot more popular if she just wasn't always sticking her oar in, you know, slagging Bertie. And the Celtic Tiger, which is the era in which Goujons rose to prominence. I mean, what's wrong
with
her?
Can't believe she went after Bertie. He's a legend, like, you know, he drinks pints.
Yeah, the findings of the Man Tribunal were that he's a verified
lad. Don't get us wrong, though. The economic crash was hard on a lot of people.
Well, of course, yeah.
It's very sad.
I often shed a tear,
yeah.
You know, when I'm thinking about how much we lost.
Oh.
Like paninis. Remember them?
Yes.
Oh, it's upsetting.
What the hell happened to them?
Still, we all paninied.
Going back to opinion-free stars.
All right.
Look at Zach Bryan. You couldn't tell from his crowd whether they're pro-MAGA.
No.
Or whether they're in favour of Trump.
Well, anyway, he sold out Phoenix Park 3 times.
Three?
And he probably thinks the political spectrum is like a colour chart for Ford Rangers or something.
No, I was thinking about life.
Oh, no.
1 minute you're mad about Power Rangers, then you're buck wild for a Ford Ranger the next. I love how there's no transition between being a young lad to being a lad.
Senior Hurling. Look, it's been a class year all the same.
2025, pure wild. You couldn't open your phone without seeing some influencer crying in a car.
Well, to be fair, the kind of consumer capitalist society we live in,
it's Max,
leads to this parasocial dynamic of digital audience and creative feedback loop.
Quit the TED Talks, Max. We don't want to scare the core Johnny's demographic with your Leave Insert Honours English guff. Drink this TK Red Lemonade.
All right, yeah, cheers, lad.
Get it down you before you start using the word ecosystem. Now.
I was just making the point that chicken fillet rolls should be tax deductible.
And he's back, lad! Happy New Year, Smacks.
Best thing about New Year is singing Owl Lad Zine.
1, 2, 3.
Lad, 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 lad.
Okay, listen, honey, gotta go here.
I miss you, too.
You know, I love that sexy Slavic accent. I hope you got my Christmas gift, by the way. I know it's hard to fit all of Ukraine under a tree, but speak to you soon, Vlad. Love you. Bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye. Yes?
Mr. President, you've got a visitor, sir.
Well, I guess it's those three ghosts finally coming to haunt me, though I imagine the ghosts of Christmas future will keep it brief.
Send them in.
Come on in.
Oh, wow.
Hello, Donnelly. It's the prodigal bro.
Elon! What a tremendous surprise. I'm so pleased.
Are you hitting the panic button on your desk, dude?
I thought it was the one that does Diet Coke.
All right.
What brings you here, other than a Tesla?
Great cars, comfy, very warm, mainly because they're mostly on fire.
Well, Donald, it's because it's like a new year, and I wanted to bury the hatchet, uh-huh.
Hatchet? I thought you used a chainsaw. Absolutely, though. Chainsaw buried.
Cool.
You know,
yeah?
I haven't got a lot of time left, Elon, so I'm making amends, and I'm,
What do you mean you don't have a lot of time? Are you asleep?
What? Woke? I'm awake. Where was I?
Woke?
I'm tying up loose ends because I'm heading towards the light.
Okay.
Though it's a red flickery light and I can make out the shape of a pitchfork, sort of a trident.
Anyway, I just want to say we made a really good team.
What?
Doge was awesome and actually really fun too. I mean, it's a made-up name based on internet suggestions, which is also how I name my children.
Yo, Doge was great. R.I.P. Wow.
R.I.P.?
Another one gone. We're dropping like flies.
What are you talking about? Death, man. Look, it's sad how we left things. I'm kind of sorry for saying you were on the Epstein list.
Oh, yeah, well, I totally forgot that even happened.
Are you forgetting things?
No, I'm not.
You just seem kind of muddled.
Anyway, what brings you here, Bubbles?
Bubbles? I'm Elon, sir. Bubbles?
The Epstein list is a hoax. The only list I'm on is the one labeled urgent care in my doctor's office. So many doctors, a lot of tests.
Yeah, I meant the Epstein thing as like a joke, like edgy humor. And comedy's legal now, but MAGA took it literally. I was just being funny. It was like a salute to the comedy greats.
And they normally love your salutes, especially the German ones.
Yeah.
What do we even fall out over anyway?
It was your big, beautiful bill, which really got out of hand, sir.
Well, I didn't lay a hand on Bill, no matter how big or beautiful he may be.
What?
He's no Arnold Palmer. And I don't care what the files say.
Anyway, I was in the area and I just thought I'd walk in, which is kind of easy because Doge cut all the security staff.
Well, it's great to see you dressed up for the occasion.
Thanks.
If the occasion is a teenage boy's gaming marathon, I mean...
Yeah, like, I'm not Zelensky, you know?
Right.
I have real respect for the office.
Me too. It's a hell of a TV show.
TV show?
Anyway, Tops.
Sir?
Thanks for stopping by, LeBron.
It's Elon.
What I wanted to say was...
Uh-huh. Are you asleep again, man?
Excuse me. Where was I?
I don't know.
I wanted to...
Sir?
We finally beat Medicare.
Oh, wow. It's like deja vu. Oh. Cool.
Hello, good afternoon, and farewell, cruel airwaves. The year Talk to Joe was no more. The Stockton's wing was axed. Me beautiful, beautiful theme tune. A lot of...
Oh, what? Sorry, press wrong button there.
Ah, dear God, Ray.
There we go, the final time my tune is played at last.
Ray, another victim of the RTE involuntary exit program.
Didn't even get to do one final 5K with the listeners, Joe. No. Dumped it was. Nasty thing to do. Just how I dumped today FM. That was okay when I did it, though.
Well, I had a lovely leave and do in Studio One. Brush and June Rogers. Michael D sent a letter which sounded ChatGPT, if you ask
Well,
me.
I got nothing. No. You got everything. No. Even gossip ever since.
But don't believe them that I've been up to Joe Good. Joe Good.
None of that for me. I've just been nursing my grudges. Nah. It's treated so badly, you know. I was hurt, actually. Hurt.
Yeah, RTE were terrible to you,
well,
Ray.
Thank you for saying that, Joe.
Yeah, at one point they gave you a chat show to let you be utterly miserable on Saturday nights live on air. That was a low blow.
Steady now. I'm fragile.
$500,000 a year. Sure, money be wasted on someone like you, wouldn't it? You wouldn't throw celery in case it became too enjoyable. Yeah,
yeah sure, you know.
Celery, Ray.
You know, I really miss my porridge pulpit.
Yeah. And in fairness, most of your career was just following Ian Dempsey around and getting Dustin to fill in the gaps of silence between your heavy sighs. There he goes. Now, I'm loving retirement. I'm doing ads for commercial companies.
No brands have come to me. No. I must be radioactive.
That's terrible. terrible. And they took 4 months to find my replacement.
Yeah, the papal conclave is quicker.
Imagine that. A bunch of ancient gouty fellas in skirts managed to replace the Pope quicker than the Liveline host was found by a whole load of RT executives still flush with flip-flops.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't know.
Well, look, it makes no odds to us now. We're out of the place. We don't have to think about it ever again.
Well, I think about it every minute of every day.
Ah, dear God.
To think that I'm out and gone while Derek Mooney still walks the earth. It's just not fair.
Mother God.
No, Kieran Cuddihy has a Liveline.
Yeah, I gate crashed his late show debut to give him my blessing, even though he didn't want it, Rain.
Yeah. He'll probably be doing the 5K with Kieran soon. You watch him. You watch him.
You'll never get over it.
No. I like to stay bitter. Yeah. Very good for the core. Very good for the lunges.
Do you know what I can't get over, Ray?
Yeah.
A 10-foot wall. A 10-foot wall.
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye.
That's
bye,
all
bye,
the time
bye,
for
bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Just to let you know, you're all listening to a review of the year. Callan Kicks 2025. And we won't be discussing 2026 because that year isn't here to defend itself. Okay. Continue.
Well, Daddy Micheál, we have to do the part about the presidential election now.
Well, I've no fear of it, Jack. I was totally exonerated by the report in terms of...
The one that found no due diligence was done? No polling on Jim Gavin?
No one to blame but you, Jack, and also Jim Gavin, and Sean Dorgan as well.
But you knew everything all along too. How come we have to...
I did, but who else was really going to work? Bertie wasn't an option. People would start googling 2007 when he sat on the economy and smashed it. He smashed it to bits.
There was Cynthia Nwoorikoo.
Cynthia DeLulu. More like the ingratitude of that one. I plucked her from obscurity and put her in Brussels.
That's nearly 200 grand a year worth of obscurity.
It is, and she suddenly thinks she can be president. She's not even from Cork, and no one under 60 has ever heard of her in NMG.
Well, I can tell you I'm still suffering withdrawal from Jim Gavin's withdrawal.
Well, get yourself together. You're basically the Minister for Finance now because the other fella hasn't a clue.
True.
And let's get it over with. Just play the feckin' bit when it all went sideways into a ditch.
Well, here you go.
In terms of.
Hi, I'm Marty, and I was on my way to a party when I was stopped by Jim Gavin, who, out of force of habit, wanted to do a post-match interview after leaving the presidential pitch. Jim!
I'm Marty.
I don't watch the news. What happened?
Look, I left it all on the pitch today. My dignity, my reputation, and most especially those white trousers from the farm. I never want to see those again.
Have you any other GA cliches to sum up this fiasco?
Well, look, I think a draw would have been a fair result.
Yeah.
The game took on a life of its own.
It was handbag stuff.
Points win matches, goals win matches.
Oh, God.
Not paying back the rent loses matches, fair to say.
It was a soccer-style finish, Jim.
Thank you.
In that you dived most of the hard questions.
Well, as I say, a wide is as good as a point. Yeah. And I think I took the sensible option.
Uh-huh.
Because, look, I was never going to be president. Presbyterian. No, that's not right.
Let it go, Jim. The political career is over. And you're not used to losing, are you?
Well, you know, I think it's fair to say I didn't lose.
No?
I was just taken off. I took myself off.
But why in the end, Jim?
Well,
was it the drones? Was it the posters that made you look like Putin? The rent? What was it?
You know, look, I think it's fair to say that I'm mostly leaving because the military objectives have probably been achieved.
No, you'll be disappointed with yourself now after that one, Jim Gavin.
Don't know if I mentioned I'm a soldier.
You did.
Then I became a soldier of destiny. Look, the important thing now is that I'm out the gate, Marty, and thanks for all the memories.
Well, don't forget to close the gate this time.
I won't.
For the love of Moses. Oh, and Jim.
Yeah.
Who are you going to vote for on election day?
I don't know. I mean, I kind of find it hard to control my hand gesture, so
yeah.
Maybe I'll slip with the pen and just spoil the vote.
Oh.
See ya.
Well, Jim, you've spoiled the vote for everyone. You've spoiled it for everybody. The dub is out of the championship. It's Monaghan versus Galway in the final. And there won't be a returning officer on the town or a poster taken down for a fortnight. Jazz hands, I'm out.
Well, Catherine, you beat me fair and square.
Thank you for attacking me on the campaign trail, Heather. It guaranteed a landslide.
Oh, sure, I gave up weeks ago when Jim Gavin was product recalled like a lasagna full of listeria,
You're so good to keep showing up at the endless debates and interviews
yeah.
and indulging my industrial victim complex.
You're a ticket. How in honour it is do you manage to stay calm no matter what wild statement comes out of your head,
I actually believe all those touched headbanger adjacent things that I say for the people.
Socialism is lovely when you don't have to do any of it, isn't it? And sure, you wouldn't have had time between working for the banks and ignoring the North your whole life.
I want to promise the people that if I win...
You haven't won. The minute I said I was a credit unionist, I was done for.
I will be a voice for peace.
Peace and quiet. It's all we want after all this hellshite.
And that voice will be going to Áras an Uachtaráin and will be saying to Michael D.
Get out of the house, you wee frigger. Sweet revenge for you, Catherine.
This is Connolly Station now, baby.
Burn, sick burn, hey.
Prime Minister, what a ghastly 12 months you've endured.
Oh.
First you took a drubbing at the local elections.
Voters were turned off by a feeling of general malaise and pessimism, which was frustrating because that was my Labour Party official campaign slogan.
One is told all they want is to stop the small boats.
Quite.
And to be honest, one agrees. Anything smaller than a 70-foot yacht is simply not worth contemplating.
Right. Now, I would like to express my sympathy for Britain's most prominent family after a tough year.
The Beckhams are doing just fine. Have you seen their home? It's a,
no, sir.
A palace fit for a disgraced former prince.
I was referring to your family.
Ah!
Andrew's legal troubles have cast a shadow and it lingers even though he's been stripped of his titles.
It was probably all the stripping that started the whole rum deal.
Oh, dear.
Look, the Crown paid off the settlement. Now one considers the matter closed. Like any royal drama, it's been dealt with an excess of wealth and a dearth of emotion.
It's hard to do politics. The things we say to stop the march of Nigel Farage and the right.
Yeah.
These days we're about 30 minutes from arresting everyone at the BBC, giving racism protected heritage status, and offering a peerage to Katie Hopkins.
Yes, the ever-widening Overton window.
Precisely.
I think you used it to defenestrate Angela Rayner for a tax faux pas.
Yes.
One that wouldn't have even ranked in the top 200 things of Tory sleaze.
Perhaps that could be my future peerage, Lord Starmer of Overton.
To appeal to young voters, Sir Keir, you could have spoken about Lily Allen's album.
Oh?
She's airing her dirty laundry via catchy tunes.
Wow.
I prefer a cold-worded press release myself.
I'm more of a movie man, Your Majesty. 28 years later, what a wonderful piece of escapism that was.
Escapism?
Yep.
I thought I was watching the news at 10 after your budget, dear boy. It was ghastly.
Well, anyway, here's to this time next year. Though sadly, I might only be a footnote by then.
Oh, don't call yourself a footnote, Prime Minister.
Sorry, sir.
No, I think you'd...
Yes?
You'd make a good footman.
I could be your footman after leaving Downing Street.
Well, there are no vacancies at present, Sue.
All right.
Best to carry on running the country until I'm compelled to inevitably send you to the boot room.
Sod it. Well, at least you'll still be king this time next year, sir.
Yes, one must endure.
Quite.
Nurtured by centuries of inbred debauchery.
Scandal neatly folded into tradition.
And a crown that we're only one bit of rumpy pumpy away from being stripped off.
What a lovely thought.
Makes one proud to be British, really.
Well, you know, from the pitter-patter of a generic theme tune, this is an episode of Pat to Power with me, Mac Cooper.
And I'm Ivan Yates, back again.
Now, I thought myself and Noel Kelly had kicked you to the curb.
This is just a one-night-only thing. I've listened to the podcast since. It's clear you're in dire straits.
I know, you're hurting my feelings, Ivan.
And you're hurting my ears talking to Junior B. Windbags,
I know.
Who are no substitute for me. It's like trying to replace Guinness with Ireland's Edge. It'll never work.
Well, fittingly enough, we're discussing the biggest feuds of 2025 on today's show.
Now, I've had my own fair share of feuds over the years. Ivan versus Matt, Ivan versus Catherine Connolly, Ivan versus the Irish language.
Stop making everything about yourself.
What?
I want to talk about the Beckhams feud.
Oh, yes. Victoria and David. They're out with Brooklyn and the wife, Nicola Peltz.
So Brooklyn and Nicola didn't invite the parents to what was a second wedding.
No.
Then they were absent from David's 50th birthday party.
Now, well, actually, I got a text from a fella who knows a fella who fixed a boiler for the Peltzes.
Go away.
And he said the second wedding was fabulous.
But he didn't tell his parents, did he?
No.
They learned about it online.
Mm-hmm.
Just how I learned online that you give media training to Jim Gavin.
Leave it go. Whinge your spice. Yes, come on.
I'm annoyed at you, Ivan, but that's very good in fairness.
And let me be absolutely clear, I'm Team Beckham.
But why? He's a failed photographer.
Yeah.
He's a hopeless chef.
Exactly. He tries everything, fails spectacularly, and stays famous. He's basically me, but with hair.
Our next feud is Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni.
A good one. She accused him of sexual harassment.
Oh.
He went full Ivan and smeared the bejesus out of her. Good on him.
And there were so many podcasts on this subject.
Interesting. Maybe that's my next move.
What?
Baldy on Baldoni. Available wherever. Wherever you get your podcast.
Oh, God. And of course, we can't forget about Samantha Mumba versus Donald Skean after Eurosong. I actually like Donald Skean now.
Of course you do. He's Beisha, you're Beisha. You're both as harmless as turkey rashers.
Sorry, no, that's it. I won't be abused on my own podcast. We're going to leave it
Let
there.
Let me make it clear.
We're leaving it there.
Let me make it clear.
Tune in to next week's Pat to Power, where I'll be chatting to
another middle-aged journo you could probably hear for free on The Last Word.
Well, at least I won't be presenting representing Greyhound Racing on Virgin Media 12.
Really? Well, say hi to Cal Thomas for me, you big curls blouse.
No, you started it.
Off the Ball on News Talk. Brought to you by sitting on a chair outside the changing rooms in River Island until your wife takes you for a pint for being a good boy. All right, welcome back to Off the Ball. It's the off season, but we're still at work. I'm joined by the indistinguishable co-hosts as ever. How are you?
Actually wondering why you didn't go into hard news.
Yeah, they never have to work this time of year.
6-1 is presented by people you've never seen before in your life.
Like when football teams field academy players for the Carabao Cup.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Well, my
yeah.
personal highlight of the last 12 months was Rory McIlroy winning the Masters.
Oh, I haven't cried like that since I watched Dead Poets Society for the first time. Oh, Captain, my Captain.
I actually tried standing on the table down the pub like Ethan Hawke does in the film, but the barman just ate me out of it.
I hate when they do that. Yeah.
Then, of course, there was the Ryder Cup.
More like the Rowdy Cup.
Yeah, Americans shouldn't be allowed to drink.
Yeah, when we get pissed, all we do is sing to Cranberries.
Yeah,
they threw beer at his missus and shouted fat jokes at Shane Lowry.
Disgraceful.
Then, of course, Lowry cemented his status as a stone-cold ledge bag.
Yeah,
he won it for Europe, he did.
The Yanks may have gotten the Pope, but we got the Ryder Cup.
Go on!
Who are you? Who are you?
Meanwhile, Liverpool followed up their Premier League winning season by falling apart like a Penny's bag in the rain.
While Man United proved surprisingly resilient. Like that Brown Thomas bag you've kept in the good bag drawer for 7 years now.
It's lovely for putting bottles of wine in.
Seriously?
For real.
Then, of course, there was the rugby. Highlights include Ireland losing the Six Nations and getting thrashed by South Africa in a game that had more cards than Keith Barry's man bag.
Look, who cares? We're a football country now.
Get in there.
100%. I got tickets for Ireland, South Korea and Mexico next year. There's no accommodation, but who needs a bed and like breakfast when we're putting the ole into guacamole?
Class.
You do know we're not even qualified yet.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Troy Parrott could tear his ACL or anything.
Well, if we don't make it, I'll just flip them for a killing on FIFA's totally ethical resale platform.
Yeah, look up his StubHub username, Philip Gouger Hayes.
And look, if we flop in football again, we can always go back to rugby.
Totally. It's the circle of life, baby.
Chef's kiss.
Right. There we leave it. So much to look forward to in 2026, like all those American sporting juggernauts shutting down Dublin city centre.
Oh man,
can't wait
for that win.
We're looking back at the memorable moments with Fintan O'Toole.
Salam.
And Michael Harding's here as well.
Namaste, Brendan.
Traitors Ireland, Michael.
Yeah.
A father and son keeping their relationship secret.
Oh, it was sacred, you know.
Yeah.
And it's little wonder that it's at the heart of so many religions.
Right, yeah.
The veneration of the father.
Patriarch.
And the beautiful sacrifice of the son.
Listen, what about Paddy's veneration of biscuits on the show, like?
It was redolent of the morally redundant masculine heteronormativity revealed in all its toxicity, Brennan.
They were custard creams, Fintan.
And listen, we're not getting into a debate about religion without having a deity here to defend themselves.
That's appalling.
Fintan, I'm guessing that, like Paddy, you're not a hugger.
No, we are born alone, we die alone. Deviation from that is an existential in vanity.
Yeah, that's lovely. Like,
I once hugged a leper. It was a beautiful moment. Then my hair started falling out.
Did it, yeah. Listen, C-Matt had a great year, didn't she? Playing the pyramid stage at Glastonbury and all.
Aye, a Colleen from Meath meets the ancient Egyptians.
Your old country.
Yeah, that's kind of profound.
A confluence between Cluny and Cleopatra, like, do you know?
I've heard of C-Matt, subverting De Valera's vision of happy maidens with her aggressive indictment of fiscal policy.
Oh yeah, Bertie got a bit of a bashing, all right.
Is there anything more beautiful than a woman happy in her work, even if she's a maiden?
Kneecap played Glastonbury as well, but controversially the BBC didn't broadcast their performance live.
When I was a boy, Brendan, my mother knit me a balaclava.
Right.
It was just a job for keeping out the cold of a frosty cavern morning, you know?
Yeah.
So I think kneecap's onto something there.
Yeah, though the beard probably does the same job for you now, doesn't it?
No.
Ipso facto, the establishment's repeated efforts to gag Kneecap raised the spectre of Section 31 from the past.
I once volunteered for a C-section myself, so I could feel what a woman endures and sit with that contemplation, you know.
Right, but you weren't pregnant, like.
No, trapped wind, Brendan, but I got it out.
It was a boy.
It was not beautiful, no.
Listen, Katy Perry had an interesting year, didn't she? From public ridicule over her Jeff Bezos 11 minutes in space.
Trash culture.
And then dating Justin Trudeau.
To borrow from the Grateful Dead, What a long, strange trip it's been.
Look it, the Grateful Dead aren't here to defend themselves, so we'll have to leave it there.
In a way, though, Brendan, aren't all the dead grateful? Do you know?
Right.
In conclusion, baby, I'm a firework.
Yeah.
A real reflection of the poor safety standards in the pyrotechnics manufacturing industry.
We can't be defaming the makers of Roman candles and squealers. Oh, thank you very much, Michael Harding, and thank you very much, Vincent O'Toole. And we'll see you all for all the same old shite in 2026. Yeah?
Hello, it's Miriam, and you're listening to a review of the year, Callan Kicks 2025, and I'm kind of disappointed my book has been mentioned so far. Maybe there's something coming up later, but first, in November, we said farewell to Pascal Donoghue.
What a beautiful day. Begging your pardon, sir, do you mind if I sit on this bench?
No, not at all. No.
My name is Pascal.
What?
People call me Pascal.
You look a bit pensive.
It's funny what a boy recollects.
Oh, yeah? What did you do?
I did 10 budgets.
Wow.
A budget is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Huh.
Unless you're a big-wig corporate entity, then you're pretty sure it's going to be a swell time.
What? Where did you come out of anyway?
Well, for that, I've got to thank my friend Bubba Noonan.
Oh.
He taught me all kinds of tax breaks.
Mm.
Rental tax breaks, tech tax breaks, farmer tax breaks.
Okay.
You can barbecue them, boil it, broil it, shake it, saute it.
I get you.
It's going to be a tax break from me and Bubba Noonan.
Ah, yeah. Run, Pascal. Run.
So that's what I just done did. I ran. I ran for the Shannon. I ran for Dublin Central. Pretty soon after that, I was a minister and ended up in the wars when I went to Vietnam. Well, thank you very much for enlisting me in this war.
Arrogance is a lifestyle choice, the young ones emigrating. Cut the youth unemployment payments, Pascal.
I will gladly pinch the piddly pennies from the poshty. Thank you.
Oh, sounds like you've had a fascinating life. Did you have someone special?
Oh, yes. Me and my Kenny, we was like peas and carrots.
Oh, Pascal, why are you so good to me?
Because you're my Kenny.
I love you, you know.
I don't know why.
Because you can create the conditions for a housing crisis through policies shaped around the needs of institutional capital only, rather than working families.
Haha.
And people still think you're adorable.
Dimples is what dimples does.
But I have to go now.
Oh, no, Kenny.
All political lives end in failure.
No.
And my failure is worth about 200 grand a year for the rest of my life. Baby.
I have to work for Leo next.
It's a very sad story now.
And I never saw Kenny again.
Wait, I know who you are.
Yes?
You're the bubble-headed Lutherman who was part of the whole mess we're in, and now you're fecking off to a big gig in Europe.
Oh. It's a big gig in Washington, the World Bank.
Well, I've a mind to give you a good thrashing.
Thank you very much.
But you've such an innocent, dropped on your head happiness about you, I can't bring myself to hate you.
Oh.
Even though I'm homeless.
Ireland is so broken, it's like somebody dropped it on its head.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get out of this dump.
Wait a second. The World Bank?
Yes.
Didn't you give over 140 million of our tax money to that only this year? Double what it was 10 years ago.
And that's all I've got to say about that.
You better get out of here. Run! Run, Pascal! Run!
Toodaloo! Thanks for all the memories.
Run, run. Pascal. Oh, yeah.
We love you, Pascal.
How come I don't have a cool, sexy gig yet?
Run!
Come back! Oh, go, Pascal, come back!
Mr. President, what a fantastic year.
I'm celebrating with a can of Diet Coke. That's why we work so well together, JD and Coke.
Wow, you put the JD first. Nice.
Well, I don't drink. I assume you do, since you keep putting eyeliner on, whatever that's about.
That's not eyeliner.
Whatever you do, it's your business. I don't care. I got so many gays among the MAGA. Unbelievable numbers of gays.
I'm not gay. I'm Catholic.
Scott Besson, he's the best gay. He's the top.
Sir.
That's for sure. Loves tariffs. I love my gays, but not in a gay way.
Back in point, one of your biggest wins this year was putting the military back to work in our own cities.
The fat, lazy military. I mean, what's happened to this country? And it's all the fault of one feeble old man.
Sir, you're too hard on yourself.
Biden, sleepy and corrupt. Sleepy. Hold on a second. Who do you think I meant?
Well, it's just you've been speaking rather slowly and you've got that bruise in your hand, I thought.
The bruise is from punching down so hard. I've been fighting so much my hand is bruised. It's definitely not because I'm dying. Those were fake news rumors. Wrong.
And let me tell you, you. I got so excited by that.
What?
I mean, when you announced you were alive, although CNN did fact check it while you were saying it.
Well, I was thinking about heaven at the time.
You are talking a lot about dying lately, sir.
Anyway, if I died, it would be the most incredible death. Wow, they would say, he looks so good at dying. The greatest ever.
Right.
Better than Lincoln. He was a loser. He died watching theater. Who goes to the theater? Not me. I don't go to the theater.
Anyway, where were we, sir?
We were sending troops into Chicago.
Not yet. We were canceling Jimmy Kimmel. He's back on air, you know, after his despicable comments on the assassination.
Unbelievable. What kind of sicko goes on TV every day spouting his horrible, disgusting opinions at everyone?
Mr. President, your press conference in 5.
Okay, great. I got so much to say to those piggy female reporters about how Rob Reiner and his wife deserve to be murdered.
Oh, God.
Normal day.
Could you maybe focus on some kitchen table issues?
Got it. 2 minutes on that and then 74 minutes of spin. About my revenge and my ballroom.
Yeah, do we really need a $200 million ballroom in the White House?
Everybody knows I love balls.
Yeah,
I'm obsessed with balls.
I know.
Something to remember me by when I'm gone.
There you go again.
But my balls will live on forever. Solid gold balls.
Maybe talk about your achievements, sir.
Yeah, like getting rid of Rosie O'Donnell.
She's gone to Ireland.
Where they make all the Ozempic. That's no surprise.
Oh, boy.
2 minutes, sir.
Okay, gotta go talk to fake news. Let's hope they're a better crowd than the generals who didn't laugh at my insults or jeer at my doom speech that time.
I like to think they stayed silent out of sheer respect for you, sir.
Right. You could have heard a pin drop.
Which would have been worrying in a building full of grenades.
You know, I bet those military men...
Yes?
...have incredible balls. The best.
Okay.
Makes you proud to be American.
Right.
Thank you for your attention to this matter. See you, JD.
Rest in peace, sir.
Balls!
Well, that's it, boss. We're finally at the end.
Wish, Cunis, Jack.
What?
Do you hear that?
I don't hear nothing.
Yeah, nothing. I think I got away with it.
Yeah, somehow you're the longest serving Fianna Fáil leader since Dev, and also the most conniption prone.
I'll stop that now. I'm on the verge of leading this country into the presidency of the European Union.
Ugh.
2026 is very important.
It's the actual presidency that fecked up your vibe.
Me chakra was in smithereens thanks to Jim Gavin's failure to close a farm gate.
The parliamentary party is still hopping mad, you know.
Well, they're more slumping mad than hopping mad. I mean, if they were doing a bit of exercise with their aggro, I wouldn't mind so much.
You look very withered by this whole thing, Daddy Micheál. I mean, even more than usual, like.
I didn't even want to run a Shaggin candidate for the Ireland.
Well, you didn't in the end.
You're right. He withdrew, like Cork did in the second half of that All-Ireland final.
Oh.
My God, I'm going to have flashbacks of 2025 till kingdom come. And now I'm after reminding myself of Kerry. Do I not suffer?
Politics is funny, though, isn't it?
It is.
Fianna Fáil members are never angry about how we've put the future of housing through a Nutribullet and served it to big funds with a straw.
Don't forget we got rid of all the housing building targets. Crisis solved.
Yeah.
In terms of...
They also don't get mad about your slow dismantling of neutrality.
No.
The last decent bit of Dev's legacy. But the minute you snow Billy Kelleher's chance of finishing third in a 3-horse election, they're out for your blood.
Oh, well, you see, no, Billy didn't have the riz.
No.
As the kids say. Jim Gavin had it all. GA legend, Air Corps hero, aviation boss, charity saint... There was no way he was going to lose.
Well.
And then we called Ivan Yates.
Yeah. Ironic, it was a bad landlord that caused us all this hassle in the castle. Housing is never very far away from our downfall.
Come here to me. The lads think everything will be different if they replace me with Jamiriam O'Callaghan.
Yeah.
Come on.
It would be a huge change now.
Stop.
We'd have a Fianna Fáil leader who's much younger but looks much older.
That's true enough. He has that meat and six veg head and a Beaujolais twice a day barrister's flush about him.
Still, his anti-immigration pronouncements are going down well in the party.
I want to be more on his line now. Be anti-inflammatories in a dry January.
Don't be too tetchy. Just listen to yourself. No wonder the lads are calling you Micheál Narkin.
Stop that now, Jack Chambers. You'll feck up me feng shui.
Or Wicked Mickey.
Well, I don't mind that nickname so much.
No?
Look, away with you, you scamp. I'm going nowhere. I'll be here to the bitter end.
Oh.
It's going to be a very bitter end. So bitter my frown will turn inside out, like.
Well, happy new heave, Needley Martin.
And affect that for a game of Soldiers of Destiny.
Callan's Kicks will return.
Lad!